Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for, well, it'll be 3 hours today. We've got Community Connections for the first 2 hours, and then between 2 and 3, we've got Choice Tunes. We've got the guests coming in, we've got the music all on the computer, all raring to go, and we're going to hear all about their lifestyle. But first of all, being the fourth Wednesday of the month, we've got Siri. Again, I always need to say it's C-I-R-E. And I have with me Naomi. We've had Naomi a couple of times. It's always good to talk to Naomi. And she's the Community Engagement Coordinator. Welcome, Naomi.
Thank you very much. Always good to be here.
First time you've been to Hilton.
I know. Very exciting. And I only slightly drove past the driveway to come in.
That's good. Naomi, it's couple of months since we saw you. Yep. What's been going on with Siri at the moment?
Lots. Always something happening at Siri. So I suppose my role that we always talk about, the training side, the RTO. So we've got our term 3/semester 2 enrolment starting when the kids go back to school. The adults do too. Yep. So 10th of July will kick off. So that's an intake of all of our online courses as well as our classroom. So anyone wanting to train 2 days down in Lilydale, that's when those courses start.
And we'll go through those a bit later on, but we're talking with those such things as the first aid and the RSA, but there's a number of other training programs that you run both up front as well.
Yeah. So our accredited training is the childcare courses, the teacher's aid, community services, business, and individual support, which is ageing and disability support. So,
and I think we've discussed it before, in particularly in the child development and also in the aged care, there are plenty of jobs around, aren't they, if you get your certificates?
So many. We even have employers coming to us wanting staff now, so we're doing traineeships or workplace training, so people can actually just go straight into the job while they study to get that qualification.
So you can be paid part-time as well as doing the training at the same time?
Yep, and our trainers will go into this workplace to make their observations and tick off the tasks rather than that sort of block placement that a lot of the courses do.
Well, it used to be, wasn't it, that you'd do so long at Siri or wherever it was, and then you'd go into unpaid work, I gather,
yep.
And then you'd be looking for a job, but now you don't have to do it that way.
Yeah, so some of the classroom or the classroom courses still have that placement component. So, 180 hours in childcare so that you do get that hands-on experience to solidify the knowledge that you've gained.
Yep.
But if you're already working in that role, then you might as well just do your tasks there and the trainer will come to you and do that as an ongoing kind of placement alternative.
Gee, that's all right.
Yeah.
And I see that with this new free kindergarten and that, they're saying all over the place that these childcare centres just can't get enough people.
Yeah, absolutely. And more centres are popping up every week. Even because Siri has our own early learning centres too, so we're able to kind of keep our finger on the pulse there a little bit closer than, others potentially, and work alongside those teams to figure out what's really needed.
Well, I don't suppose we'd be talking out of time if we sort of said that probably Siri are also looking for more people in childcare, wouldn't they?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. We've actually got our educators needed over at Pakenham. We've got a new centre over there.
Whereabouts in Pakenham?
It's called... Now you've done it to me.
Sorry.
It's actually a community-based one, I believe, at a community centre.
Doesn't matter.
No, you've put me on the spot. but back to something I do know. Our Yarra Junction Childcare Centre, or Early Learning Centre, is also after a cook. So, that might suit someone that wants a little local gig, make some nutritious, easy meals.
So what sort of qualifications does that person need, Or I'll put you on the spot again.
No, I will hazard a guess. Probably the food handling course, which we happen to do anyway, so we can help with that. I suppose just a working knowledge of nutritious meals that little people would eat, that's at Yarra Junction, which is a lovely centre up there.
So if someone's a part-time or been a chef or something and just looking for few hours a week, that'd be an ideal position, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't even need to be a chef. You can just be someone who's maybe raised some kids and knows how to cook for them. You know, make some toast for breakfast and something nice for lunch. They have spaghetti or, you know, whatever it may be. So, yeah, that could be a nice little part-time gig up there. But also, I suppose, on the careers, the school are also looking for people, usually. We do a lot in the wellbeing space with our schools. So they're looking for wellbeing specialists up at Yarra Junction too. So, and another role down in Lilydale, coordinating the new enrolments. So lots going on. Nice local jobs.
Sounds good. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the tree. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when you call out my name.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and I'm talking to Naomi from Siri, and we've been talking about a bit more about some of the programs they run. Tell us a bit about what's coming up there in the Community Hub, please, Naomi.
Yeah, so we've got our Community Hubs at Chirnside Park and Yarra Junction. So at the moment, mid-school holidays, so we've got lots of fun activities for the kids, get them out of the house.
So there's still obviously vacancies for in those?
Yes.
There's still another week to go.
There is. Yeah, so next week we've got, tomorrow, and then next week we've got a kids' club, which is for 5 to 12-year-olds. Just come and hang out at the hub for 3 hours.
Oh, that's all right.
Yep. So
gives mum a break.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yep. Drop the kids off 3 hours in the warmth, you know, the July holidays are always tricky with winter weather, as you were just saying, rain, rain, rain. So, yeah, 3 hours off with $15, not bad. We've also, tomorrow we've got some robotics and science workshops at Yarra Junction, which will be a bit of fun. And next Wednesday we've got roller skating in Lilydale.
Oh, that sounds all right.
Yeah, that's part of our Level Up program. So subsidised by a grant that, you know, the local council is always great support for Level Up as well. That's so right. $5 instead of, you know, you get much change out of 20 nowadays for roller skating.
You don't get anything
for $5. No, so $5, 2 hours roller skating next Wednesday. That's for 8 to 14-year-olds. So I've got a nearly 13-year-old that's quite excited.
You're going to chuff off there?
Yep. So I believe bookings are still open, but they do tend to fill up because it is such a good activity for a bargain price. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for the these school holidays because the hubs are busy. We're preparing for our next market. So,
which is when?
Sunday, July 23. So, again, these markets just keep going from strength to strength. We have stallholders that just continually book. You know, they came to our Easter market, booked straight in for the winter one and the Christmas one.
Terrific.
So, yeah, building momentum and a great chance to get out there, try some nice new foods. And
so that's on the 23rd of July?
Yep, the Sunday.
What sort of time now?
Oh, my goodness. What have you done to me? I thought, I keep thinking I'm so organised. No, I believe it's sort of 9 till 2. Yep. So it's a morning, you know, rug up and come out, get a coffee and something nice for brekkie.
And also plenty of things you can buy at the winter market.
Absolutely,
too,
yeah. So a big focus on delicious food and whatnot. We will have our Project Siri food truck there too. So it's a good chance to see that in action. But I'll loop back and talk about that more later. But yeah, and then the following weekend we've actually got our trivia night, which is another sort of major fundraiser for the community hubs. Keeps us providing these programs like the roller skating that we can sort of fund using fundraising funds. There you go, there's a hat trick. But yeah, so that's on Saturday, July 29. So people can get a team together, held at our friends over at the Chernside Park Footy Club in their brand new rooms, which are fantastic. So, yeah, a nice local night out.
And I guess if you can't make a team up, you'll be able to put them on some tables anyway,
won't you? Absolutely. We've got all the friendly faces waiting for other people to join their team.
Oh, that's terrific. All right, look, we'll come back. I want to talk about the school.
Yes.
We often talk about the school. So let's just take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
When my love
Welcome back to Community Connections. Now, Naomi, the school, first of all, when you were in last time, you told us that Siri's taking over a school that's been closed in Monbulk. How's that going? Are you taking enrolments yet for that?
Yeah, we are. So, the demand for the community schools is undeniable at the moment. It's just the waiting lists keep growing. So having Monbulk as another option for students is fantastic. That will actually be a prep to 12 full campus, so we can have primary students too. So that's exciting.
Schools seem to be doing that now, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. And I think given our model as well, it makes sense. You know, the younger children can start getting that support, the better for a lot of them. So we've seen success with our Yarra Junction campus having grade 5 and 6, so this builds even further on that. Opening up opportunities.
That'd be terrific. So that's due to open when?
For term one next year.
Next year. But you are taking enrolments.
Yeah, we are. We've actually got an open night coming up at Monbulk mid-August. So it will be Monday the 14th of August. So people can actually come and have a look around the campus. We've also got Lilydale on the 1st of August, which is a Tuesday, and Yarra Junction on the 8th of August, also a Tuesday. So lots of opportunities to actually get out and see the campuses, bring along young people that may be interested in joining that our schools. Meet the teachers and whatnot. So I know there's a lot going on. They just had a basketball game, an inaugural all the campuses.
Between the different campuses.
Yeah, so a bit of a battle. Yeah, great. That's sort of one of the benefits of Monbulk. They've got an amazing stadium there. So, that will be an annual thing. Pit the students against the teachers sometimes too.
So which school won? Or was it school against school?
I'm not sure how they actually did it. I think it was sort of quite a round robin sort of day. But everyone's a winner at Siri. So they've also been kicking a few goals. They did a biggest morning tea over at Berwick, raised nearly $1,500
for
a great cause. So, and then we've got our students at the Lilydale campus also cooking meals for people experiencing homelessness as part of the winter shelter.
Yeah, I think you were saying that last time they'd been over to Dano High School or something, hadn't they? Doing some practicing or something?
I believe, yeah. So we've got our vet program with cookery and also the Project Siri with hospitality.
Right.
But this sort of extends it through to the high school sort of students that they can get that hands-on experience. And being a community organisation ourselves, I suppose, it aligns really well with our values of supporting others in the community. And I think young people getting that opportunity is really valuable for them.
Now, Naomi, you wanted to talk about something about tourism.
Yes. So that's the Project Siri courses that we do. If anyone's driving around, particularly past Lilydale School campus, they might see the food truck parked there.
What, now is it?
Today is actually over at Churnside because it's part of our Jumpstart for Jobs program.
Right.
That has started today, but we will be running it next school holidays as well. So that's the one that has 3 days, and it's barista and customer service training and the RSA and also the food handling that I mentioned before.
And that's called Jumpstart, isn't
it? Jumpstart for Jobs, yeah. So that's great. I've actually got my son there today. So he's... he just wants to do something, a local job, and I said, well, get into the hospitality. Yeah. You've got wineries, you've got pubs, you've got cafes, all wanting staff. We continue to hear from all the venues and, you know, restaurants around that they would love new staff, and this is a great way to get in there.
I've been in the country on and off the last few weeks, and every country town you go to, every bakery, every restaurant, cafe, they either want front of house staff, they want baristas, they're all over the place, all those jobs, there are heaps of jobs
in
hospitality.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it works with school hours and all of the rest of it too, so... something really great for people to consider. If they do want to do that, then, yeah, that will just be on our website or Facebook page, which I will say later. Do you want it now?
No, under Jump for Start.
Jump Start for Jobs. So you just use the search to search Jumpstart, and that will do it. But that sort of leads into the Project Siri program as well. So that's the Certificate 2 in Cookery or Hospitality, and a Certificate 2 in Tourism. So it's actually a dual qualification. So the tourism aspect is obviously very beneficial in our region. I went to a tourism summit the other week with all local businesses providers, and that the focus on tourism in the Yarra Valley is going to only get bigger and bigger.
It's always going to get bigger, isn't it? I mean, that's really a big focus of the Yarra Valley, isn't it?
Yep.
With the wineries and all that.
Yeah. I actually heard the Yarra Valley be referred to as the lungs of Melbourne, because so many people come for a day trip because of how green it is, and you can actually get back to nature.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it made sense. I hadn't ever heard the expression before, but there you go. We've learned something new.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
I wander today to the hills, Maggie, to watch the scene below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago. The green grove is gone from the hills, Maggie, where first the daisies sprung. The creaking old mill is still Maggie, since you and I were young. Oh, they say that I'm feeble with age, Maggie, my steps are much slower than then. My face is a well-written page, Maggie, and time all alone was the pen. They say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as dated a song that we've sung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young. Say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as dated as songs that we've sung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young.
Welcome back to Community Connections. Naomi, early learning.
Yes.
Want to talk about that a bit?
Yep, so we've got our early learning hub still under construction at Yarra Junction, so that's coming along nicely.
That's on the side of the school, isn't
it?
It is, right?
Yeah, in the block sort of next door to that, so that's very exciting. It's going to be a huge opportunity, I suppose, for the whole community. There's going to be other services in there as well as our childcare.
When's that due for opening? Do we know yet?
I believe probably next. It will be next year. Yep. It just sort of depends on the building schedule, I suppose.
Things can go wrong.
Can't they though? But yeah, so hopefully sooner rather than later we'll get that open. But again, that's just sort of make inquiries if you are looking for childcare spaces and the kindergarten as well. So that will be exciting.
And a lot of this kindergarten is very cheap too, isn't it, with the grants that are around now?
Yeah, yep. So the, you know, the Free Kinder Initiative. We also offer a discount on childcare for any of our students. So if people are training with us, they get a 10% off their childcare, which is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, if people are wanting to know more about our early learning, we do have open mornings. So the first Wednesday of every month.
Every month?
Yeah, yep. So they can just book online.
Whereabouts are they at each of the...
So just you can, when you go to book online, you can nominate which centre you're interested in. And that will sort of direct you to that team and that location. So, yeah, it's exciting because they're lovely centres and the people there are just fantastic. So having that opportunity to actually meet them, take your little person along and see
and
what it's like.
See what they think of it too. That's very important too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we work really hard sort of across all levels from the early learning right through to my accredited sort of courses. On having people feel comfortable with attending. So it's, you know, that's part of what Siri offers, I suppose. That's personal kind of, I always say student-centric. But, yeah, it's able to have those opportunities. You know, if someone's feeling a little bit anxious about coming into a classroom environment, they can come and have a sneak peek beforehand.
We're just going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Beautiful to me, yeah.
Naomi, we're talking about, alluded to a few of the courses that you've got coming up.
Yep.
I know you've got the first aid and the RSA,
yep.
but there's a lot more to CIVRI than just those couple of courses. Do you want to tell us about a few more, please?
Yes, sure. So our accredited training is the certificates and diploma levels for adult learners, or that can range from everyone, sort of early school leavers. So I think one of our courses, our Certificate 3 in Early Learning, so childcare,
yep.
We've got someone, that class ranges from 16 to 70.
16 to 70?
Yeah, so...
You wouldn't have many 70-year-olds, would you?
No, but it's there for people that do want to do something different. This particular lady has volunteered for a long time in sort of a story time capacity and wanted to formalise that and get her Certificate 3, so... Go on and do it. Come in for 2 days a week and she can work towards that goal. So.
I guess one of the things too, and I think you and I've talked about this before, I'm not sure, but I know I've talked with a number of groups. There are a number of particularly ladies that because of COVID, their jobs got cut and never returned again, some of those jobs. So there are a number of people out there that probably some of these sorts of jobs where you can work hours to suit your own children probably working very well.
Yeah, absolutely. We get a lot of sort of parents returning to work, predominantly mums, in our Certificate 4 education support. So that is that teacher's aid role.
Yep.
So, you know, all the parents at the moment that are trying to shuffle holiday programs and babysitting and all the rest of it to continue working, working in ed support gives you that opportunity to actually have the school holidays off with the kids.
You're only working the school hours and also, as you say, you've got the holidays.
Yeah.
The other time that I find is, or have people have told me is a big problem, is Christmas, because no employer gives anybody 6 weeks annual leave.
Yeah.
And it's very hard on the mums. You
know,
you've got to... If you take your 4 weeks annual leave, you're still got to try and do something with the children for a week or two.
Yeah, and it's all cost as well, you know, putting them into these holiday programs. It can cost money, so you end up working pretty much for free for a couple of days.
And it's stressful on the mum.
So, yeah, the individual education support is very popular for those reasons, I suppose.
Yep.
And it's rewarding. You get to sort of support students with their learning and be part of that school community. So, yeah, really rewarding careers anyway.
Yep.
The other one that we do is the Certificate 3 in Individual Support. So that's a new package now where students can choose whether to go into ageing or disability. So we
are we talking with those? I don't want to cut across you.
You're right.
Are we talking about people... In aged care, or we talk about in the home aged care?
Yeah, either. So, for a traineeship, it would be in an actual residential facility. So we've recently just done a partnership with Ality where students can go in for a few weeks and actually gain some qualifications as this sort of entry to care skill set that then they can choose whether it's for them or not. And then continue in the workplace gaining that qualification.
And as we've said before, I don't think there's any aged care facility that aren't looking for staff.
Correct, yep. And the disability support sector's the same. So people doing the disability stream of that individual support can also go on and do the Certificate 4 in disability and upskill further to support.
Is that part of NDIS or is that something altogether different?
Yeah, so can be both. So NDIS funding obviously is there for people that need it and jobs in that is just... They won't end. You know, it's just so long term.
So this certificate would let you do either?
Yes, yep. So students, they choose at the start of the course if they're going to go in the ageing stream or the disability stream. So we do the core units as a class and then while the disability students are off doing their placement block, the aged care subjects will go through and then we'll flip it.
Oh,
so, yeah, just another, you know... We keep trying to find ways to kind of be flexible and innovative. So that was what we came up with to make sure that everyone sort of gets what they want out of the course.
Right. Now, pardon me, while we're talking about these courses, I know I flippantly mentioned first aid and the RSA. They're ongoing, though, aren't they?
Like, they are, yeah.
And so those courses are just a one-off, aren't they? Like the RSA is one night or whatever and the other.
Yep, so RSA, first aid and, then this jumpstart kind of collects them together with the RSA and the food handling and whatnot. But, we do the work skills, which is the sort of RSA and first aid, CPR.
But you can do either of those separately, though, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yep, absolutely. So monthly, I think a weeknight or a Saturday, and you can come in, 4 or 6 hours and you get the qualification, you walk out with it.
Because these aren't necessarily for people who want to go through a course and wind up with a job, are they? Like the RSA is somebody, well, I did it. You just go in, you do the course, and then you get your...
Yeah.
And the first aid's the same, coach. Yeah. You can have that just as a component.
Yeah, absolutely. So we work with centres as well, so schools or childcare centres, because there is a specific first aid for an education setting.
Is
so there? Yeah, so we run that as group training.
Do you know why? Is that because you're dealing with younger people? Or?
Yeah, I think it just acknowledges that there's more sort of specific needs in a school-based or, early learning space. Little people are notorious for hurting themselves and, these developmental stages of maybe spatial awareness and whatnot. So it just, focuses on that, Learning CPR on the child doll is a lot different to learning it on an adult.
I mean, I've done the adult one, but if you apply the same pressure on the young child, it wouldn't go well.
No, well, it's the difference between using fingers or hands, but again, it's so important, even for new parents and grandparents to just have that knowledge as well of basic first aid.
I think I might have discussed with you before, I was talking to somebody about the first aid, and they were saying that some people are a bit frightened to get involved because they say, oh, no, I could do something wrong. But my understanding is, and I could be, no, I'm not wrong because I got it from legal, is that as long as you act within what you're taught, then even if the outcome isn't as good as you would have liked it or the person that you've done it on has liked it, they can't sue you because you've done what you've been taught to do.
Yeah, and it's intent, your intention is to help them.
Yeah.
I know when I've previously done first aid, there's been mention of if you do sort of your chest compressions too hard, you might break a rib or whatnot. I'd much rather a broken rib than and my heart going,
And I'm told if that happens that the person can't come back on you because you've done exactly what you were taught.
Yep.
If you don't, if you want to do something stupid, then you're not going
to You're on your own. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
But I'm told that, I think it's the Samaritan Act. There's an actual act been putting through Parliament that will actually protect, I think it's a Good Samaritan Act.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the reason why I'm saying this is I'm encouraging people to do the training because it's not like someone's going to come back on you, providing you act within what you're taught.
And it's good to have that confidence. It's the kind of thing you do it, you're confident and comfortable with it, and you hope you never have to use it,
absolutely.
But you've got it just in case.
And of course, the RSA, you can't work, and particularly for I was going to say for young people, nobody can work in the pubs or the clubs without an RSA, can they?
Yeah, and they actually recommend you update that every 3 years just to make sure that people are working with the most up-to-date knowledge.
Yep.
So, that's a pretty quick and easy, yourself, not a bad night out or whatever. So,
And I pass with flying colours. Yeah. If anyone can pass with flying, if I can, anybody can do it.
Yep. So, that's a good one to do. And, again, it just comes back to that need for jobs as well.
Particularly for young people. A lot of young people like to work in the pubs and clubs, don't they?
Yeah, it's a nice social environment, If you're wanting to do not the traditional hospo hours of Saturday nights and whatnot. You know, the wineries up this way would always love staff, and that's, you know, that's through the day. You're done by five or six, and you're able to go out with your own friends.
And as you only got to drive from here to Lilydale, and apart from going anywhere else, all the other roads are Yarra Glen and that, there are just heaps of wineries everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Maroondah Highway, Warburton Highway, you just go up and down there a couple of times and you'd be sorted, wouldn't you? So, yeah,
you wouldn't have
nice local jobs.
Oh, that's good. Anything else you'd like to talk about, Naomi? We've got a few minutes left to go.
Yeah, well, I suppose our other courses, we do our community services. So we do a Cert 3, which is one day a week at Lilydale. That sort of gives people that foundation of knowledge about working in the community services sector. And then we also do the diploma. So that's a more intense workload. I can vouch for that because I've just signed up to it myself. And it is all online. So it's it's really good for people already working in the sector.
And so you don't have to even go out at night or during the day. It's there it is.
Yep, it's all just on your laptop. You open it up and just tap away through the questions.
Right. So you don't have to log on at Tuesday night between 5 and 6.
Yeah, no.
It's all just done.
Yep, independently. So as you sort of work through each unit, you submit it. Our trainers look at it, maybe give feedback, and then you kind of resubmit it or tickety-boo when you move on to the next unit, working through it at your own pace. So that's very handy.
That's a handy way.
Yep. We do that for a few of our courses, so most of our courses are online. The other one that we've got is the Certificate 3 in Business. So that sort of moves away, or I suppose doesn't move away from the community services because every business has business admin components to it.
Even Siri.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Siri. So, you know, depending on what field you're wanting to go in, the business admin one's a good one.
So what sort of, do you know what that covers or am I...
You're going to put me on the spot again? No, I do actually. I've actually got a diploma of business admin myself, so I've been sort of through that process. Yeah. I was actually a trainee as my first grown-up job, so I've seen that side of, you know, work-based training as well. So at the Certificate 3 level, you look at sort of document management, you know, connecting with co-workers, those sorts of things like communication styles and basic documents and how to create documents that are clear and practical, and storage systems and those sorts of things. Also looking at policies, which, you know, some people like, but not everyone. But it just gives you a nice broad base. You know, if you're looking at a first job in an office work role, you know, reception, anything like that, it's a good one. And because it's only one day a week, people can also work the other 4 days in an actual office and gain the experience as well. So,
well, you can never do too much.
No.
Training either, can you?
Yeah. And I see students and it's more about confidence than competence, I think. You know, yes, they could probably do it, but knowing that they could walk into an office and actually have a bit of background information and a little bit of a level of what to expect just makes the process a lot easier for them to go into that workplace environment that they may not have been in before.
Well, very often that's part of what it is, isn't it? It's very much a part of let's get on and do what we've got to do. You know?
Yep, absolutely. So looking at, I also spoke to the Warburton Business Group up at Cedar the other week and looking at local businesses that want trainees, you know, in that admin space. So maybe their business has grown enough to need an extra staff member but not enough to warrant full-time sort of qualified person. So bring in an office junior under a traineeship, teach them what you want to teach them as they're gaining those other skills.
And get them to do how you want them to do
it,
but with a bit of knowledge behind them rather than taking somebody that's just walked in off the street.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are dealing with sort of, we can work with businesses as well to sort of match them with local students. So if anyone's wanting that staff, you know, in any of those industries that we keep speaking about that are all calling out, we can generally try and help out there too.
Terrific. Now, unfortunately, it's time for us to go. I've
right to the wire.
Got to go right to the news. So thank you for coming again. Yep. It's always great to hear from Siri. We'll hear from somebody the fourth Wednesday. It's going to be July. We're over halfway gone by the time we get there.
Yep. And thank you very much.
Thanks very much for coming. And by then, we'll also have to think about our Christmas holiday.
Yeah, we will.
No, look, thank you for your time again. So, we haven't got contact details.
I was going to say CIRE for Siri.
And phone number.
And 1-300-835-235.
Again?
So 1-300-835-235.
And also, how are they going to find out more?
Yep, so a website, which is Siri, C-I-R-E, .org.au, email info@siri.org.au, or check out our Facebook pages.
Sounds terrific. Thank you, Naomi, and we'll talk to someone next month.
Thank you.
Thanks.